Now, a do not consume notice issued last Friday remains in place for water supplies on Achill Island today. Everyone on the island, whether supplied by public water supplies or on group water schemes, is affected by the notice. It follows elevated levels of aluminium in the water. Irish Water is reminding people on the island that the water should not be consumed or used to wash food. I've been speaking to Sean Laffey, who's head of asset management with Irish Water, about this. I began by asking him what has caused this notice to be issued.
Well, the water treatment plant at Achill has a design capacity for about 3,000 people. However, over the last number of weeks, increased numbers of visitors to the area has meant that the demand for drinking water on the island is actually greater than the volume of water which can be safely produced at the plant. This has resulted in an increase in alum levels in the drinking water, and a decision was taken last Friday in consultation with Mayo County Council and the HSE to impose a do not consume notice on the areas served by the treatment plant.
And what happens if people do drink that water then, potentially, what is the danger to them?
Well, the danger is immediate. It's just an indicator parameter in the drinking water regulations, which indicates that you should not drink water with aluminium levels greater than a certain level. And currently the drinking water in Achill exceeds that. So what we're saying to everyone is really important to note that this is not a boil water notice. Boiling the water does not make it safe to drink. This is a do not consume notice, which means that the water should not be used for things like drinking or drinks made with water, food preparation or brushing of teeth. However, it's also important to note that the water can be used for things like personal hygiene, bathing, flushing toilets, laundry and washing of utensils. And I think it's vitally important that everyone should continue to wash their hands during the current public health emergency.
So this is all a consequence really of staycationing, the increased number of people who are going to Achill on their holidays. That this has caused this problem in one sense, hasn't it?
Yes, it's an unexpected and unintended consequence, I guess, of the current crisis with COVID-19 and the fact that people are choosing to vacation in Ireland. In fact, we're seeing levels of demand from the water treatment plant in Achill that are roughly 50% higher than this time last year.
You have tankers in place to provide fresh, clean water to people. What about vulnerable customers who can't get to those tankers? How are you going to accommodate those people?
So we have a list of vulnerable customers and we have contacted all of them. They are people who may have existing or pre-existing medical conditions or may be unable to leave their homes for various reasons. And we are supplying them with bottled water where requested.
How long will this do not consume notice be in place?
At the moment, we are unsure. We are working, as I said, with Mayo County Council and the HSE, and we're looking at getting the plant as operationally fit as it possibly can be. But the emphasis and the ask today is for members of the public, both residents and visitors to Achill, if they could please, at all possible, conserve the water that they're using. The quickest way to lift this notice is by bringing down demand on the water treatment plant, and that can be most effectively done by everyone working with us to make sure that they don't waste any water.
But in terms of reconfiguring the plant, I mean, is there a short-term solution that you can put in place to try and bring the water supply back to normal levels in the short or medium term? Or are we looking at this being a problem that could last until the visitors leave Achill again?
Well, it's mainly a demand-driven issue, as I've said. And if we can bring down demand either through conservation or numbers dropping, then that would certainly help to fix it. We are also looking at short and medium term measures to optimise the operation of the plant, as I said, but the plant operates perfectly well 98% of the year. This is just a particular issue that has arisen, and as I said, we're working with Mayo County Council and the HSE to try and find a solution for it.
And just to be clear, you're saying don't wash your food, don't consume the water, but it is safe to wash your hands in this water?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, personal hygiene, bathing, flushing toilets, laundry, all of that is perfectly safe.
That's Sean Laffey, Head of Asset Management with Irish Water there.